40JC.
For HKX. Hey, Jerry.
How you feeling? Okay.
Doing really well right now.
I'm glad you're feeling better. You know how it is when you don't feel good about that. Back to getting around, moving around, if you're able to, sure helps it, I imagine.
Getting out of that vehicle and in and out of that trailer, it would definitely be a hindrance.
Yeah, man. I never did find out anything about that 5100 on the CWI ID. I did read one thing where somebody had added something to either the mic or something where they could send some CW tones over there, but I'm not sure how it operated. But I understand why they didn't, why it's not in there. I may have to dig into the manual, dig into that, but I couldn't see anything. But I think a lot of people just use them without it.
Going to constantly be on, or somebody was, then that would be okay. But well, like here where I'm at the house before, and I set it up to cross band repeat, and I wasn't necessarily on it all the time. That's where I see it being an issue.
The rules are, I looked at them, and I mean, there's been all kinds of discussion about what's okay and what's not okay, and yeah, I think there's a lot of. I think there's, well, I don't know if there's any question about it or not, but there's a lot of discussion about what constitutes it being correct and, you know, legal and not legal and that sort of thing. But I know that I think the Yazoos have them and the Kentwoods have them, but it's kind of odd to me that the 5100 and the 4102, I think, will do it, but they don't have the. Don't have the setup for the CWID. One thing I found out about ICOM radios, well, not early on, but you know, not 40 years ago, but the last, probably since this D-Star thing got real hot and they came out with the 31s and the 51s and all the new radios, is ICOM, you know, a lot of the radios are designed more for the Japanese market than they are for the U.S. market. Because it's always been odd to me that they put that DPRS feature in for the D-Star thing and not have APRS as a firmware. You know, they could do that in a firmware upgrade, I guess. And also not that I don't do anything to hurt the D-Star capabilities, but they could probably do something with DMR as well, since they got, you know, I think the stuff's there to do it with. But I've always felt like the last 10 years or so, that, you know, a lot of the models they developed, they really developed them for the Japanese market rather than the U.S. market.
That's a good possibility, so you never know. I think if the FCC was going to allow it to be sold in here under Part 97, then it would have to be there if they offered crossband repeat.
Been missing it. I hadn't looked at it. I hadn't looked in depth at the advanced manual yet, but... And I'll have to, one of my friends here in Anderson's got a 4100, and he uses his crossband occasionally too, but I don't know if he uses it through another repeater system or not. I'm not sure that he does that, but I've heard multiple other people use them too, so there must be something in that. I'm not sure where it is or where the setup is, but it's got, the 9700 won't cross band at all. That's the way they got, I think they could do it, but they got it set up more of a, just a different type of rig. Anyway, we'll keep digging into it, find out what's going on with it. But that's, like I said, I think a lot of people use them regardless, but it may be one of those things where, you know, if you're, I think, well, I'm not gonna say what I think. It's just some of it's a little. It's not necessarily 100% confusing, but it is a little confusing about how they do that. The dadgum. I think the Kenwood. Yeah, it IDs both directions, which is even more confusing. I'm not sure if there's a way to turn that feature off or not, but it'll. CWID in one direction, CWID back to your radio as well. So I'm not sure what's going on with that.
I'm not sure either, but we'll figure it out one day.
Is your DMR set up?
I've made a couple contacts on it. I have found out that I don't like to monitor the worldwide, because if you ever want to get off, the channel's so busy you can't get off of it. Where you got to key up to get off and change channels, and you just can't ever get off of it.
I may be wrong, but I'm pretty sure, I've got a Zoom spot that I use instead of direct, because the closest T-Star repeater is, too far for me to key up. But the, when you use the Zoom spot, you don't have to unlink the reflector. You can just change it. You can just change reflectors, and you don't necessarily have to unlink it, from what I understand, although I usually do it, but... the one of the reflectors on D-Star 30 Charlie is not that busy, but I can see where the DMR is a lot more busy because there are a lot more radios out there on DMR than there are on D-Star by a long shot.
And I'm sure with the hotspot I could do the same thing and not unlink, but I don't know. Everything says to do it that way, but I've accidentally forgotten, went on to the next one and it do it, but it'll still tell you channel's too busy, it won't let you change.
Like I said, I don't know much about DMR at all, other than you use the talk groups, kind of like some of the digital modes that the P25 uses. But other than that, I know very little about it, other than people love it, it works, and that's all that's important. If you get into it on your radio, you don't need a hotspot anyway, I don't guess, do you?
Into the repeaters around with the little handheld, but it's easier to use the hotspot and not have to worry about being able to RF between the repeater and the radio with just 7 watts.
That's what I know about these cars, same here. And I was talking to a guy this morning, it's over... I think he's in Robbinsville, North Carolina, but he's got a place in Central Clemson as well, and he had the same problem. He couldn't get into the only D-Star repeater was this one in Clemson. It's close by, and he had a hard time getting into it sometimes, even from someplace close to Clemson. There's another guy I spoke with had the same issue. It's just not high enough off the ground to have much of a footprint to get into it. And I think you have to have a better signal on using digital mode than you do analog.
So this is either going to be on or off. You're not going to get any of that weak signal part of it.
I can go down here to Walmart parking lot here below me, and then get up to the top part of the parking lot, and I can hear the Clemson repeater and key it up every once in a while, even on a handheld, but I. But you go anywhere else, close by me, I'm just too far below the line of sight to key it up. But I can hear them every once in a while. It's like you say, it's just like regular digital stuff. It's either on or off. I'll hear a little bit of conversation and it's gone.
I've got one D-Star programmed in my search function on mine, and it's down toward Ellenburg, South Carolina there, and... I can hear it all the way up here every now and then.
That must be on a tower somewhere. You tell me you couldn't get into Tryon or Hendersonville, either one, or they just not active?
I haven't ever heard anything on them, so I don't know if I'm getting into them or not.
I was Tryon or Hendersonville. I could key it up on a handheld from Malden. When I was up there a couple of weeks ago, I got to go up there again to keep the grandkids Thursday and Friday afternoons. I'll try it again, but one of the, either Tryon or Hendersonville, one of the other was, I could get into it, it would repeat my signal back. But I never heard any, I monitored it for a long time, never heard anybody own it. But the Clemson repeater, when I can hear it, it stays, it's not, I wouldn't say it's real busy, but I hear it connect it up to 30 Charlie or get bit on D-Star. And I can't get into the one at Greenwood. I can't get into one at Greenwood, but he's on the other side of Anderson than I am.
repeater book and looking in it, all the D-Star are 145, 420.
The one in Clemson, I think it's got a, I think it's got a 440 net for it. And I don't know if it's got a two-meter net or not. But I think Greenwood's got, they maybe have two nets. I don't have my repeater. I don't have my phone or anything up here in the room to see what it is in Greenwood. But that's kind of unusual. Yeah, I think there was one. I may be wrong, but I was thinking there was one somewhere in the Greenville area, too, but I don't know where it is or whether it's still active or not.
Yeah, there's the one on Caesar's Head, KR4GSP. It's 145, 420. And then there's another one down in Greenwood.
Do a link or something. Well, I don't know whether they link those things or not. The ones that, you know, the database that ICOM has, some of those repeaters are not in the database just because ARRL listed, I think, maybe, or something. There's something different back there. The one in Clemson didn't list it on there. It hadn't been for several years. It's been around for a while. I know you're probably fixing to head into the house, or if you're not already there, so I'll let you go. I got to run back downstairs here in a minute. Keep on digging that 5100. Maybe I'll figure out what to do or not do. Patrick, glad you're feeling better, young man. You have a good afternoon. N4DJC, 73.
3, Jerry, and yeah, I'm already sitting in my office, so I'm talking on the big radio today.
Have a good evening, young man. We'll talk to you later. N4DJC, clear.
Grace Kex, clear and monitoring.
4CBA Mobile.
Hey, KO4HKX here, Patrick.
What are you healing up from?
Exactly sure what I done Saturday. All I was doing was jumping off my excursion. I forgot to turn unplug the little cooler in it. And I got up Sunday morning and couldn't walk.
That's not good. Well, so did you go to the doctor or you just toughing it out?
Played around on the heating pad all day yesterday and was feeling better yesterday evening, but I decided if I was still feeling bad this morning, I was going to see about getting into the doctor, but I wasn't. Nothing like that. I'm still a little tight. Like I've pulled a muscle or something, but other than that, I'm good.
To the orthopedic doctor right now, they have a, in the evenings, they have a sports clinic, and starts at 5:30, and I've done something to my left knee, and it's playing tennis, and it's not getting any better, so I'm gonna let them look at it and see what they think's going on.
You know what they say that calls from, right? Old age.
That's something that, I mean, that has something to do with it. I've been doing pretty good. So, we'll see. I just don't want to have to quit playing tennis. That's the only thing.
Where tennis could be rough on your knees, too, so that's probably what's causing it.
Probably not too bad. I try to play on clay courts at the sports club, and they're a little more forgiving than a hard court, and you know, you do more, like when you're changing direction, you do more sliding than you do, you know, immediate stop, you know, and changing direction. So it puts a little less strain on your joints. And so that's if you had to play a tiebreaker and we got more, I could tell my team was getting a bit money and felt like it was going to give out on me, so I don't know, there's something going on. I had a rough start.
The last part of that right there, we were talking about going somewhere. Dropped off in a hole somewhere.
Am I hitting the repeater now?
You're making it, but you're still a little hard to reach.
Sitting still with a traffic light, I can't find a good spot.
I'm driving around. I've got the same noise on you. I don't think it's just David. How about me? This is W4 November Golf Uniform. Scratchy, but nothing like he was. Make another transmission and listen to one more of yours. Yours was actually a little clearer that time. Of course, you're much clearer there. You were an 8 on the meter, so that's about as good as I see up here. Must be one of those things. Signed, W4NGU, signed. 6X, 732, have a good day.
Six, ZLX, mobile, monitoring.
ZLX, this is KO4HKX. How are you this afternoon?
KO4HKX, 76CLX. Doing good, Patrick. How about you? Hopefully you sold some tools.
It was kind of slow today. Shops were slow in the area where I was at, up toward TR, so that directly affects everything, having a hard time getting parts.
You know what? I know all about that problem. That stinks. And then it stinks, but then it'll all come back, and then they'll be all on top of you for tools all at the same time.
That'll be the problem, but the main problem right now also is I can't get tools. And we're having a hard time getting tools in, so the back order list just keeps growing.
No tools made.
Some are made overseas in China. A lot of them are made in Japan, Taiwan, and all of our hardline stuff, our sockets, ratchets, and that kind of stuff are made here in the USA. Screwdrivers and pliers are made in Germany. And hang on just a minute, I'm about to get this dog, KO4HKX. HKX, I'm back.
6CLX. Yeah, the company I work for is in Germany. Seems like I've worked for mostly German companies the last 20 years. And we're having a hard time getting our stuff in. We're having supposedly we're getting two containers coming in from ocean, two different ocean shipments this week. And I say supposedly because they're so late. I'll see it. I'll believe it when I see it.
same thing with us. Things are on the slow boat, held up overseas.
Freight people said that the biggest problem they're having right now is finding containers. Seems that the world supply of ocean-going containers have all been shipped to China empty, and they're just sitting there waiting to get filled.
Something else about that, I had to buy a shipping container back last year when my tool truck got hit, and had a hard time finding one. Believe it or not, I figured they'd be plentiful.
Dust buckets sitting around someplace, but supposedly it's just tough finding anything nowadays. Heck, I went to Home Depot and Lowe's just to get some irrigation valves for my system I need to replace. And I didn't have anything that I needed, so I ended up buying them on Amazon.
Where I end up getting a lot of stuff anymore is Amazon, because they have it in stock somehow or another, or can get it reasonably quick.
You know, sometimes you pay a little or a lot more for Amazon, but at least you can get it.
Like making Bezo any richer.
Especially when they turn around and use that money against you.
That's the worst part about it. But all big corporations are doing that anymore, it seems like. They're getting into political games.
I don't get it. If you want to lose half your friends, just start talking politics.
Usually don't unless I'm asked. If you ask me, you're going to get my opinion. But until then, I usually keep it to myself.
Yep. We all have an opinion, just like something else. And the problem is that nowadays your opinion might get you killed.
Yeah, that's for sure. You've got to watch what you say to anybody anymore, even people you've known for a long time.
It was taking orders today and put them in the system, and unfortunately they're all little dumpy ones. All that work for a few thousand bucks.
It's, I feel like just going around being an order taker anymore.
That's the thing that the boss doesn't want me to be, is an order taker. It seems like it's what I've been doing a lot of.
We'll get through it. The businesses that make it through it will be much stronger, though, I believe.
We just came out of an awesome weekend. Beautiful weather yesterday. Did a lot of good stuff yesterday. Saturday, not so much. But, at least we'll have maybe a month of spring here, maybe?
Maybe. But yeah, Saturday I ended up doing something to my back, and then I ended up sitting in the recliner all day with a heating pad Sunday, so it was a pretty easy weekend for me, other than being a little painful.
I did something to my back 3 weeks ago, and for all the way up until last Thursday, I was dealing with some kind of back pain here and there, and radiating from one side to the other. Between that and that second COVID shot, dang near killed me.
A few people saying that second shot is putting a hurt on them.
It probably wouldn't have been so bad, but I already had a backache, and it just seemed to, any inflammation you had, or I had, it seemed to just make it worse. So anything with a little pain became a big pain.
Yeah, I don't know what it is about it. They say if you take it too close to, if you had the COVID, there's problems. They're finding out all kinds of little things, do's and don'ts about it lately.
Be able to study this thing for the rest of our lives, and they'll never figure it out. All I know is I don't want it. I got the shot. My wife and I talked about it and said, yeah, we don't want to end up in the hospital and laying there half dead with no one being able to come and see us.
Hey there, I haven't had the shot yet, but I'm fairly young and healthy, so, and I'm pretty sure I've already had the COVID. But these other strands are what's concern me now. The wife and I have been talking about it lately.
Time for the commercial there.
X. Mike, right?
Roger.
I'm working on names. I've got your call. Recognize when I hear it. I can't repeat it too good yet.
And when I first started, people would come up with acronyms for it all. I don't hear much of that anymore. This one really stumped everyone. All they could come up with was Clorox.
Well, mine's a pretty tough one for me. When I started, it was a tongue tire.
I don't know. When I first got my license in California, I was in high school. Electronics teacher was my Elmer. And he told me about a guy that lost his license there in the Bay Area. He was W6JEW, and he called himself the Kosher Station. Someone complained to the FCC, and they yanked his ticket.
Odd over something like that.
Got to be real strict. If you read the regulations going back to the 50s and 60s, even up into the 70s. If you traveled, you said mobile. If you flopped down stationary outside of your call area, you had to do a slash, whatever the area is you're in. If you moved into a permanent address, you couldn't use your call but a certain amount of time. You had to apply for a new license with the new call area.
It would be tough. Because I do quite a bit of traveling, and that'd be aggravating to remember all that.
If you're a high power station or a CW station, they transmit as portable instead of mobile, portable, and with a slash. It was a lot of stuff. They had a lot of listening stations go around and fine people for inappropriate operating procedures and all sorts of stuff. N6 CLX writing.
XID, but I guess they probably could use a little bit more of that now from what I see in here.
I have to agree. A lot of lids out there. The seems like the newest regulation everyone's going to have to worry about is, especially for the HF stations, is the RF exposure. So I'm fixing to start doing some mapping on my antennas and just making sure I'm okay.
You were telling me about that before. Last week on that, you had mentioned it.
He probably read the same article I did.
I haven't heard anything about it, and I'm, like I said, I'm still learning all that. Pretty much everybody I talk to on this repeater is my Elmer, because I've not been able to get together with any clubs and learn anything.
Real boring nightlife like me, and you do a lot of reading, and then it's all hands-on.
I do a lot of reading. I do a lot of searching the internet and watching videos, and I do some reading then, trying to find out information. And if I can't figure it out, I'll mention it on here, and usually somebody chimes in, knows something about it, and point me in the right direction anyway.
Nice one, dude. I have a brother-in-law that just got his ticket end of last year, so I'm trying to help him, but he's down in South Mississippi, so he's waiting on me to come down there and help him with various things.
Here where I'm at in Transylvania County, there isn't anybody over here at all that I can find. I mean, there's a couple hams listed on the web, but I never hear anything out of them at all. Now, there's a couple in Hendersonville, and the club over there, I guess, is fairly active with before COVID hit, but there again, since COVID hit, you can't do anything right now.
I guess as an indication of how over it I am, I've got the two shots, and I'm ready to burn the mask. the other day I had my mask in my pocket, forgot to put it on, and walked into Costco, and the COVID cop came.
Funny, man. It depends on where you go and the person that's there. I mean, it's so up in the air and about the mask and everything. I mean, it's just funny to me about that.
And some people are ultra crazy about it, and then you get the other people that are ultra not crazy about it. You know, I wear the mask because it's the kind thing to do. Ask Tom, he appreciates it when people wear masks, I can tell you that.
With it, the whole mask thing is not that, you know, we need to wear them or anything like that. It's this mandate that you have to, and these businesses have to. It ought to be their choice. We still live in a free country. But if the business says, okay, you need to have a mask on to come in here, then you need to be respectful of that. And if they don't, you know, it doesn't bother them, then okay, then you can wear it in or not.
I read an article today that a third grader was reprimanded for wearing a non-authorized mask because her mask said Jesus saved.
Look at some of the other things you see these masks saying.
Where that was, I can only imagine, but it was somewhere in the state.
That will be a problem up here in a couple of schools.
Around the glass that's in the street here. Typical commute home.
On 85.
I'm on 14 here. I'm all of a mile from the house. Get through this one intersection.
I'm going to jump off here. My wife's come home, and I'm going to see what she needs any help with anything. So you be careful on your way in. Nice talking to you. KO4HDX. 73, clear on your final.
All right, Patrick. KO4HKX, N6CLX. Take care. Have a good evening. Talk to you maybe tomorrow. N6CLX, I'll be monitoring.